Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, everyone. It is 5 a.m. Today is Thursday, April 11th, 2024. My name is Sarah Desimores from the SD Group at Douglas Elliman in Miami, Florida. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Club, where we start the day on a positive note and challenge you towards abundance and growth. So we always talk about the morning routine and how important it is, right? We're waking up at 5, we're journaling, we're meditating, we're visualizing, et cetera, right? We're all doing that since we're on the call right now. Even no matter how early you wake up, or even if you wake up later during the day, it doesn't matter as long as you're starting the day off, right? You can set the tone for the day. However, the night routine is just as important. So right now I'm doing a challenge called the 75 Hard. I started on April 1st. Really tough challenge. Look it up. It consists of things like drinking a gallon of water a day, working out twice a day for 45 minutes each time, and, you know, more pretty, it's not that tedious, but it just helps establish discipline, right? And what I did is I added a goal that had nothing to do with the 75 Hard Challenge. It just had everything to do with just me as a person. I added that I want to go to sleep earlier, at least 5 days a week. And this has been my biggest challenge. I'm working on it. It's hard, right? It's hard, especially with kids, but I know that it can be done, right? So, you know, when you're thinking about a nighttime routine, remember that sleep is the best meditation. That's what the Dalai Lama said, okay? So here are some tips for creating a better night routine. I'm sharing those with you, but they're also good for myself because those are things that I'm trying to use to establish a better night routine so I can have more hours of sleep, be in a better mood. And this has, you know, better sleep has been proven to help with the mental health, a better mood, et cetera, right? So number one, set a consistent bedtime. Aim to go to bed and wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. That can be hard on weekends. Of course, you get it. You might have, you know, activities, restaurants, birthdays, and whatnot, but at least make an effort, you know, on the other days where you don't have plans. Let's say you tell yourself, I want to be in bed by 10 p.m., try to be in bed by 10 p.m. Create a calming environment. Dim the lights. Lower the temperature. Use a relaxation technique. I like to use a humidifier and add drops of lavender, right, and put it next to me. I like to spray a lavender spray. Whatever it is, try to create a calming environment. Limit your screen time. Number three, limit your screen time. Try to turn off electronic devices at least an hour before bed to reduce exposure to blue light, which can disrupt your sleep pattern. I like to leave my phone and my iPad in another room. Number four, establish a bedtime ritual. Engage in a calming activity like reading, taking a warm bath or a shower, or practicing gentle yoga to signal your body that it's time to wind down. Number five, avoid heavy meals and caffeine. Refrain from eating large meals or consuming caffeine right before bedtime because that can definitely interfere with your ability to fall asleep. For me, I've also noticed that cutting sugar helps. Number six, journaling. Spend a few minutes jotting down your thoughts or writing in a gratitude journal to clear your mind and promote relaxation. Well, one of the things that I like the 5-minute journal, and they do have a 5-minute nighttime journaling routine where, you know, you write down what are three good things that happened today, what you could have done better, etc. Number 7, have an herbal tea. Sip on caffeine-free herbal tea like chamomile or lavender. I like this sweet pine tea as well. And all of those teas are known for their calming properties, and they can help your prepare your body for sleep. Number 8, limit alcohol and nicotine. With the 75-hard challenge that I'm doing, I have to not drink alcohol for 75 days, and I've definitely noticed that it's helped with my sleep. And those, you know, alcohol and nicotine can disrupt your sleep patterns and lead to restless nights. Number 9, create a comfortable sleep environment. Invest in a comfortable mattress and pillows to make sure that your bedroom is quiet, dark, and free from distractions. I personally made sure that my bed feels like a hotel bed. I invested in that so I could get better sleep. And finally, number 10, stick to a routine. Consistency is key when it comes to improving sleep quality. So make an effort to stick to your bedtime routine every single night. So to finish this off, the secret of your success is found in your daily routine. And I would tell you, it's found in your daily sleep as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. Catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m.